Oakville, Halton Region is planning to expand its mobile sexual health clinics to provide more accessible healthcare to underserved communities. This expansion comes as part of an ongoing initiative to address gaps in sexual health and harm reduction services in Ontario, where 2.3 million people lack access to a family doctor. The mobile clinic, which did a soft launch in July 2024, is currently located in Georgetown, but plans are already underway to extend its reach to other parts of the region, particularly in North Halton. The aim is to offer more days of service and additional locations, ensuring that those without access to traditional healthcare providers can receive necessary care. While the clinic is available for everyone, Halton Public Health wants to focus offering services to higher risk factor groups, says Halton Region's Associate Medical Officer of Health Dr. Patrick Galange. These groups include people who engage in or pay for sex work, individuals who might use drugs, by injection, inhalation or smoking, and those who share drug equipment. Individuals who are part of marginalized groups, like Indigenous backgrounds, the 2SLGBTQIA+ community or men who have sex with men could also benefit from the mobile clinics, Galange says. Although it's open to people who do have family doctors and other ways of getting this care, we really want to focus on those who might otherwise fall through the cracks, he said. Maybe they don't have a health card, don't have access to a doctor, or are in a moment of crisis. Galange also says that the clinic is there for those who may feel uncomfortable seeking certain services from a traditional clinic or with their family doctor. It's meant to be that safe place for people who might otherwise have a hard time finding that in traditional clinics, he said. Naloxone kits and condoms are also available for people at the mobile sexual health clinic. Photo by Paul Gagnon. The mobile clinic has a variety of sexual health reduction services that are free and confidential for patients. These services include STI testing, pregnancy counseling, birth control consultations, and emergency contraception. The clinic also offers substance use and harm reduction services that are also free and confidential, such as needle exchange supplies and naloxone kits for overdose prevention. These services are available without the need for a health card and can be accessed through self-referrals, with the aim of making it easier for people in need to seek health care. Currently operating every Tuesday, with plans to run more frequently throughout the week, the clinic has seen strong demand, with bookings generally being filled up, Galange says. Those interested in booking an appointment can book online booking or call 311. The public health team is also exploring the possibility of offering walk-in services in the future, recognizing that many who need care may not always be able to plan ahead. We wouldn't turn anyone away, Galange said. It's open to everyone, but our main focus is on individuals who may not have a fixed address, may not have a health card, or who have difficulty accessing other healthcare options.